This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm RA from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday the 28th of April. Coming up, there's a royal buzz in the air as the world awaits for the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton. It's what millions of people right around the globe are talking about. And there's now less than 24 hours to go before the couple wed. The world's TV cameras are at the ready and fans are grabbing their spaces out on the streets, trying to get the best spot to wave the happy couple as they travel through on their big day. Julie has come all the way from California in America and is already queuing up to watch Will and Kate.
It's been amazing so far and we're so excited to be here. Cannot wait to see all the pomp and circumstance. It's going to be amazing.
13-year-old Guinevere and 14-year-old Tiffany are from the Great Coat Hospital School near to Westminster Abbey, where the couple will have their wedding ceremony. Their school goes to the Abbey twice a year for church services, so students may have sat in the seats that the wedding guests will be sitting in tomorrow. Guinevere is really looking forward to the big day.
Seeing it sort of come up in flags and stuff, you do get really excited, and I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing what the dress is like, seeing, you know, like history take shape, as they say. And well, that, like, I'm looking forward to the singing as well, because I know the church boys are quite good.
Tiffany says it's going to be a special day for people right around the world.
All over the world, people are so mesmerized by what's going on. People are coming over the world to see the wedding, and it's not just something for the UK, it's something for everyone as well. It's not just for people who are in with the royal family or people who are celebrities or things, it's for the whole nation. So ordinary people can also be there.
Around 50 heads of state will be among the 1,900 guests at the royal wedding, as well as celebrities like footballer David Beckham. But it's not all about the big names and faces. From Kate's home village of Bucklebury in England, the postman and the butcher are also invited. Hash and Chan run the village shop, where Kate buys chocolate bars and William gets his favourite ice creams. They were also delighted to make the wedding guest list.
We weren't expecting it at all, really. Tremendous honour and a privilege.
Very, very excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go in.
The frenzy this has caused and the sensation this has caused is tremendous.
Lots of people are celebrating with street parties and schools are holding prince and princess weddings. There's even a train company in the UK allowing people called William and Kate to travel for free on Friday. That's enough wedding excitement for now. Let's get back to yesterday's question. We asked you on what date was the first ever space shuttle launch? And the answer is April the 12th, 1981. Just before we go, a big shout out to 11-year-old Miwash, who listens to our bulletins in Poland with her dad, and hello to the A60 from CFA, who are tuning in from Paris in France. That's all from the World News for Schools team. UK holidays mean we're not back until Tuesday, so goodbye for now.